Hey everyone, welcome back to the Small Town Talks podcast. This is the fifth podcast, number 005, going up today on Tuesday, February 12th. It's today's date for the podcast. Thanks for listening. My name's Nathan Bird. I'm your host. I didn't introduce myself last week, and I was thinking, hey, if anybody's new, they don't even know what's going on. They have to watch another one, which I guess isn't that bad of a thing. They, you know, watch as many as you want, listen to as many as you want. But I'm Nathan Bird. I'm 21 years old. I'm not 22. I said I was 22 on one of the first podcasts. I don't know why I did that, but I'm 21. And from Ohio, and I got this podcast, Small Town Talks. And I got some big news, something pretty exciting. My very first guest will be airing on March 5th. So I got the mic set up. I got that all working. That's going to be going on over the next couple weeks. And then I got a date set up, March 5th. I got a guest on there. So be sure to check out. I got the 19th and the 26th. Some podcasts I'll be still doing by myself. And then March 5th, I'm going to start having some guests on there. And we'll see. I don't know if every single week I'll have a guest, but I'd like to. But, you know, it'll be kind of spotty here and there. And sometimes I'll be by myself or. But that's pretty exciting. I'm pretty pumped. We got some good ideas for that. And it's going to be a long podcast. He even said maybe even 4 hours. I'm up for it. I'm up for 4 hours. So I'm sure we'll hit every topic that we can think of. And then the 12th, I got another guest. The 19th, maybe another guest. I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm going deep into March. And it's only the 12th. So I think I got like the next month's worth of podcast planned. So that's pretty exciting. Pretty pumped about that. First, I'm going to start off with something I didn't even think I was going to talk about. But I was like, woke up this morning and I'm thinking, hey, I have no clue what I'm going to talk about. Like, you know what I mean? And then you know how the internet just kind of comes through for you. And it's like, hey, Nathan, here's something to talk about. And I don't know if this grosses you out or anything, but I get an update this morning. Human feet mysteriously washing ashore in Pacific Northwest. It sparks rumors of mob hits. Like, that's something to talk about on a podcast, right? Or is that too gruesome? I'm not sure, but I just thought that was hilarious. I was literally thinking, hey, what can I talk about? And then out of nowhere, I get a notification about Vancouver, Canada. That's like creepy. I mean, that's pretty. Human feet had washed ashore. The 15th occurrence in British Columbia in just over a decade. Everybody's speculating what's going on. Everybody's talking about it, I guess. It's been going on for a while, but I didn't know. I feel like maybe I should have known that there was feet. That's, I don't know why I'm laughing, but that's, I was surprised. I was sitting there, honestly, I swear, thinking about what am I going to talk about? And that just pops up on my phone as an update. But gosh, that would be creepy. Like, were people at the beach? Like, who found it? You know what I mean? What do you do? It said there was shoes. They're all wearing shoes. So at least you're not really seeing it. They said you can't really see it. It's just, gosh, okay, that's. Oh, okay. What they're saying is the only reason they're being discovered is because they're in the shoe. Like, they're in the sneakers. If they weren't, they would have sunken to the seafloor. But because they're in the shoes, they're floating. So how many feet are in the ocean that don't have shoes? That's the real question. That's just creepy. Anyways, let's get a little bit more positive up in here, because that was, I don't know why I wanted to bring that up, but I had to. So thank you. If you're new to the podcast, or you've already been listening, and you're like, wow, okay, Nathan took a dark turn today. I didn't take a dark turn. I'm just reading the news. So let's move on to something kind of cool, okay? So a couple nights ago, 3 nights ago, 4 nights ago, actually like the last 2 weeks, I would say, I've been looking outside. And at night at our house, we moved recently. We had a little half acre previously, I guess you could say, kind of out in the country, but it really wasn't, you know. And then now we moved. We got 5 acres of land. We're actually right on the city limits, you know. So everybody across the street is in the city and we're not, which makes it kind of cool. It's funny. Everybody's like, man, you live in the city, basically. Which I don't think so. There's so many trees. If you know where we live, there's just trees like crazy everywhere. You know, last week we had 22 deer in our yard, and the snow was down. And two nights ago, the snow was on the ground, and usually we use a big old spotlight, you know. The snow was on the ground, and the moon was out, but you could all see them. There was, you know, maybe 15 of them. And we have in our front yard, if you drive by our house and you look at our property, the front yard makes the property look really small because it's a horseshoe driveway that comes behind the house. And, you know, there's pine trees on the outsides of the driveway. So it makes the property look like it's a little half acre small property. But to the right of the house is about 4 acres of land. And then there's a courtyard to the left that's all surrounded by pine trees. So there's another like 3/4 acre inside that courtyard. So no one sees, but everybody thinks it's a really small property. But in the front yard, there's like this well over 100 feet tall, maybe 120, 110 feet tall. It's crazy. It's like the biggest oak tree I've ever seen. Is this gigantic oak tree. And every night there's deer that come there and they're scraping up and eating the acorns and the grass under there. And so they're coming into the front yard, and then most of them are in the side yard, and some go in the courtyard even. But it's just crazy how many there is. We lived out way far away from the city, not super far, but, and there was no deer hardly. Now we're basically living in town, and there's there's more deer than I've ever seen. But I guess that's what they're saying, you know, like previous hunting year, Cleveland, Columbus, and Cincinnati, those counties are 4-kill counties for hunting. And like Morrow County was 2, I think, and Crawford was 3. If you're not from this area, then you have no clue. You probably know Cincinnati, Columbus, or Cleveland, but the other counties maybe not. But yeah, that's pretty, I mean, they're coming in a lot. I haven't heard too many people hitting deer this year. I mean, a couple people. Yeah, it's just crazy to see like 22 deer in a 5-acre property. You know, you always drive and maybe you see a ton, or if you've ever been to Killdeer, Plains, you know, it's a little bit far. It's like a 40-minute drive from where I live. There's always deer going crazy around over there, but it's weird to see them so close. Also, another really cool thing, what I'm doing today, actually, after recording this podcast and posting it, is I'm going outside and we have like 10, 12 maple trees, sugar maples, in the property. And I'm going to tap them for maple syrup. You're tapping them for sap, and then you boil it down for maple syrup. But so that's going to be really cool. I'm really pumped about that. So I'm going to be doing that here in a couple, 3 hours. It's pretty interesting. I got these little spiles, is what they call them. Spiles, whatever. And you put these in the tree, and you use a 5/16 drill bit. And you go about 1.5 inches into the sugar maple. And the sugar maple's diameter has to be at least over 18 inches before you can tap it. And then if you get like to a 32-inch diameter tree, you can do like 4 taps. And 24-inch diameter tree, you can do like 2 taps and whatever. So you do a 5/16 drill bit about 1.5 inches in. If you guys got your own maple trees, it's pretty cool. You should do it. But you do about 1.5 inches in, and then you hit the spiles in with your hammer and hook some tubing up to it. And put it down to a bucket. So you want to do it like this time of year, mid-February to mid-March, because the best time that the sap flows, at night it's below freezing, and during the day it's above freezing, which is like going to happen for like the next week or two. A couple days are going to be above freezing, but for the majority of it, it's all going to be below freezing. So you do that, and you hook up your bucket, and then each tap per season gives you about 10 gallons of sap, but that's not syrup. Each tap gives you about a gallon a day. That's what they say, anywhere from like half a gallon to a gallon a day of sap. And then you take that sap, and 40 gallons of sap equals 1 gallon of syrup for sugar maples. And then like your red maples and silver maples and, you know, some other maples, they do more like a 50 or 60 gallons per 1 gallon of maple syrup, which is a ton. But you boil it off. That's basically it. We got a big old pan, and I'm going to use the grill outside and boil it off and have some maple syrup. But we got about 12 trees, and so that's like 120 gallons. So that'll give me like 3 gallons of syrup this year, which would be pretty cool if it all works out and does pretty decent. Anyways, yeah, so you do that, put that in the tree, boil it down. You got sweet syrup, like real maple syrup, you know, and it's not going to be as sweet as like pancake syrup because pancake syrup is like fructose corn syrup. It's not even maple syrup, you know, so that's pretty cool. That's what's going on. A little bit of Ohio State football in the news a couple, 3 days ago. Jacob Fields, the transfer from Georgia, is able to play from the NCAA. They gave him the okay to go play this next season. So hopefully he has a pretty good year. And I don't know, with the last year and how everything worked out, we lost that game again like we always do. Like the last couple, 3 years, we always lose one game to some horrible team. Not horrible, but definitely not a team you want to lose to. You know, I would have rather lost to any ranked team, and they would have probably still put us in. Instead, we lost to Iowa, I think. I think it was Iowa. And they had not a very good season before they played us. And then they won some games after I think they won a couple, three, four games after they beat us. But then they didn't do much after that. Yeah, so Ohio State football. And then we got March Madness coming up. That would be cool to do like a March Madness podcast. I don't know how many people are into March Madness, but if you know me, I love it. This time of year in the spring is March Madness, making my bracket, watching all those games on that Thursday and Friday, and then you got your second round games on Saturday and Sunday. Well, it's not, because they got that first four, they call that the first round, but it's not really the first round. You watch those on Tuesday. I don't know what actual week the March Madness is. It's usually like the 15th or 16th. I'm going to look at my calendar and see. Okay, so probably going to be like the 14th or 15th or the 21st or 22nd. I'm not sure. I'm sure I could look it up, just a simple Google search. But so you got March Madness coming up. Watch all those games. If you've never watched March Madness, or you're not a big basketball fan, but you like a little bit of competition or whatever, or like stories or whatever, because they're constantly talking about, you know, the 16th seed, you know, someone on the team had this happen or whatever. And then they go out and, you know, they try their best. But last year, UMBC, they beat Virginia. That was crazy because for years and years and years and years, a 16 seed had never beat a one. It's like it never happens, you know? It's just never going to happen. And going into the game, I think it was kind of close at halftime. I don't think anybody really had a lead. And then they just started doing crazy stuff. I think I remember they were dunking. I was jumping up and down. I couldn't believe it was going to happen. I don't care if you, well, maybe if it was the Buckeyes playing, I think I would rather them lose to a 16 seed than an 8. I know that sounds silly, but we always lose. Like, we're always in those 8-9 matchups, you know, and for some reason we lose those games, and I just hate that. But I think I just like good basketball. I don't know. That would be hard because people would remember you forever as the team that lost to the 16. But you want to watch a good game. Okay, maybe I changed that. I'm going to change my statement. Anytime I watch March Madness, if it's not Ohio State, I'm always rooting for those 16 seeds to beat the one and have an upset. But I don't even know if it's going to be that big of a deal. I think it's going to happen again this year, because for years, it's just like impossible. 16 seed will never beat a one. The odds against it were just crazy. I wish I would have bet for UMBC to win. I think a lot of people got rich. This year, we're going to see someone do it again, because now the players are like, hey, did you remember UMBC last year? How they won? We can do the same thing. And so once that happens, kind of a Rudy story, we're going to start seeing that a lot more from this point on. Or the one seeds are going to take the game more seriously than they ever have and be like, hey, we don't want to be a Virginia, you know? Okay, well, we talked about a little bit of stuff, a little bit longer podcast today than last week. Last week was a little bit longer than the previous week, and I'm really pumped. Like I said, if you're still listening, thank you, number one. But March 5th, we got a guest going to be on the podcast that'll be posted on March 5th. So that'll be fun. I don't know how long that podcast is going to go. I told him we're getting pizza, so we'll be probably talking for a while. So just be ready for, you know, all these. I've been having these 7, 8, 10, 15 minute long podcasts. I think my longest is like 18 minutes. You might see like a 3-hour podcast, 2-hour podcast. I'm not sure. It might be just an hour. I don't know. but it's going to be longer than what I've been doing. As always, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, go like us there. Tell your friends, family about this. If you see one of my posts, sharing it would be a huge deal. If you're still listening, thank you. Next week's podcast is February 19th. Be sure to listen to that. I'll give everybody an update about how my the maple syrup thing's going. And before I'm done, I promised I would do this. I already made a post, but I'm heading on over to Apple Podcast right now. Going on over to my podcast on Apple Podcast because I'm on Apple Podcast, so I have ratings. So we are officially a 5-star podcast. So that makes my podcast, if you're typing it in or whatever, that makes my podcast go up way higher than what it was before. We got 5 reviews and then 8 ratings overall. So thanks for that. From Spencer, 2016, he wrote, "This is a great podcast. Nate does a great job of keeping my attention and keeping me laughing. It's a great break for your mind and relaxing, and a relaxing listen. Great job. Keep it up." Thank you. Then we got a bunch of letters. TR. Here, you know what? If this is his name, I don't want to mess this up. Okay, I'm going to take this seriously. T, capital T. R F V C H J V K D H C. I hope I said that right, you know. Biggest fan. This guy fills my every need. Can't wait to hop on the podcast and talk about everything with you someday. Still get excited about Tuesday. Still get excited every Tuesday to listen. And then Turtle Dude 500. Great job, Nate. I don't know how you're not more nervous, but it's a good thing. Keep making them. Jake Hoddell 16. Keep doing your thing, brother. And then Alicia, this podcast is very entertaining as well as real with what's going on in everyday life. Growing up in the same small town as Nathan, I know all the feels of small town probs. Can't wait to see where this podcast is headed. Love the content so far. So thank you, everyone. Hopefully I see some more reviews on there. I'm not asking for them. If you're enjoying the podcast, that's already huge enough. You don't have to take time out of your day to do anything extra special, but I just thank you guys for listening so far. This is the 5th podcast. We got the 6th podcast and the 7th podcast. And then the 8th podcast is going to be kind of our opening podcast, I would say, where stuff's going to start getting, the podcasts are going to get longer. They're going to get a little bit more, going to be a lot of laughing, a lot of seriousness. Not too much seriousness, but we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So if you're enjoying the podcast, thank you. Hopefully you're telling some people. I think, you know what? I'm seeing growth still. It's not dropping off. I'm not getting less listeners. I'm getting more listeners each week. So if you're listening right now, then thanks, because I think you're on the wave towards this being a decent podcast. I think we're going to get some more listeners each week. Each week get some more listeners. So maybe we'll be that number one podcast on iTunes in the next couple of years. That would be a big deal. And if you're listening to this, this would be cool. If like this podcast gets big and 2 years from now, someone that just started to listen to this podcast is listening back to like my first podcast, like this one. Number one, thank you, person 2 years from now. I'm just calling it. That would be really cool. People started going back to the ones and getting more listens. Cause like on YouTube, I have YouTube videos that posted 2 or 3 years ago and they're still getting views, you know? So stuff's new to people, even if it's 2 or 3 years old. You know, someone might be listening to this right now. You know, this is the first time they're hearing me and they're listening to this, some of the older podcasts and getting it. Hopefully, 2 years from now, I'm hitting it out of the park with these podcasts. So if you're listening back, you're probably like, man, can you believe that? Listen to that guy's mic. But you know what? This is the best Amazon could buy right now. I want to get a Shure SM7B mic. That's my goal. So hopefully that'll happen eventually, but I want to buy like, I have 2 mics right now and I'd like to have like up to 3 guests, and at the max, I would say like 5 guests. And then so including me 6. So I need to get like 6 mics in the next year or less. It just depends on how fast you guys are listening or telling people. Cause if this thing starts to get a ton of listens, then I'm going to have to up my game with my microphones, but hopefully it sounds somewhat decent. You can put up with it. It's not my phone, so hopefully that makes it better. It's an actual mic. My very first podcast, the trailer was recorded with my phone and it didn't sound too good, but hopefully this sounds decent enough for you to sit down and listen. So thank you everyone for listening to today's podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm going to go make some maple syrup and I'll talk about that on next week's podcast. I'll make a note right now. So thank you everyone.